Daniel chapter 3. And I'm going to be reading from the contemporary English version, so it may be some difference in the Pew Bible or the Bible that you've brought from home. I invite you then to either read along, if that's what's most helpful for you, or to just listen as the story unfolds. Daniel chapter 3. King Nebuchadnezzar ordered that a golden statue be built, 90 feet high and 9 feet wide. He ordered that the statue be set up on the plains of Dura, near the city of Babylon. And he commanded that all of his governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, and every official and every part of his nation, his kingdom, come to the dedication of this statue. So they all came and stood in front of the golden statue. And then an official stood up and announced, "People of all nations and races, listen to what the king commands. Trumpets, flutes, harps, and instruments of every kind will soon begin to play. You are commanded, when you hear the music, to bow down and worship the idol that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. If you refuse, you will be thrown into the fiery furnace." So as soon as the people began to hear the music playing, they bowed down and worshiped the golden statue. Now, there were some Babylonians who used this as an opportunity to accuse the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "Your Majesty, we hope that you live forever. You have commanded that everyone must bow and worship the idol when they hear the music playing. And you have said that anyone who does not bow down and worship the idol when they hear the music playing will be thrown into the fiery furnace." "Sir, there are three young men that you have given very high positions in the province of Babylon, but they disobey you. These Jews, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, refuse to worship your gods and to worship the statue." Oh, Nebuchadnezzar was furious. And so he sent for the three men, and he said to them, "I hear that you refuse to worship my God and the statue that I have set up. I am going to give you one more chance. If, when you hear that music playing, you bow down and worship the statue, everything will be fine. But if you refuse to bow down and worship the statue when the music plays, you will be immediately thrown into the fiery furnace. And then what God will be able to save you from my hand?" Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego said to the king, "We don't need to defend ourselves on this matter. The God we serve, the God we worship, is able to rescue us from your hand and from your fiery furnace. But even if God does not, we want you to know, King, we are not going to worship your gods, and we are not going to worship the statue that you have set up. Nebuchadnezzar's face twisted in anger at these three young men. And he ordered that the fiery furnace be heated 7 times hotter than normal. And then he ordered some of his strongest soldiers to bind and tie Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego and throw them in that fiery furnace. He wanted it done immediately. So Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego were tied and thrown into the fiery furnace with their clothes still on, including their turbans. The flames of the fire were so hot that the flames leaped out and burned up the soldiers that threw them in. Suddenly, Nebuchadnezzar jumped up and shouted, "Weren't there 3 men tied and thrown into the fiery furnace?" The people replied, "Yes, Your Majesty, but I see 4 men walking around in the flames. And they are not bound, and they are not harmed. And the 4th one looks like a god." Nebuchadnezzar walked closer to the fiery furnace. He looked in, and he said, "Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, you come out." So they came out. And the king's officials and governors and advisors all crowded around them. They were not burned. Their hair was not even scorched. And their clothes did not smell like smoke. And Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise their God for sending an angel to rescue his servants. They trusted their God and refused to obey my commands. Yes, they chose to die rather than to worship or serve any god except their own. I won't allow people of any nation or race to say anything against their god. Anyone who does will be chopped up, and their houses will be torn down, because no other god has such great power to save." After this, the king appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to even higher positions in the Babylonian province. May the word of God add a blessing to your life. Amen.